Good day and welcome to another episode of Sports Planet Podcast, your premium sports program that seeks to look at the news behind the news. My name is Kaode Ogundare, and with me, as usual, is Mumini Alao. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Kaode. My pleasure to be here as usual.
Yeah, the biggest news in the world of sports today is the creation of the European Super League. That has knocked every other news out of the front page. What is this European Super League?
Kaode, when you say the creation, you are putting it as if it's a fait accompli. It's not yet a fait accompli. As far as I'm concerned, anyway.
Okay.
It's not yet a fait accompli. It's not done yet. I think there's a lot of opinion. All right. I would say negative opinion. I mean, opinion that disagree with the setting up of that Super League in Europe. And I'm sure that those who hold those contrary views will fight this proposal. I consider it as a proposal, you know, as of now. I don't think it's a fait accompli. So, and I think the bodies that are coming together to fight against the proposal, they are strong enough. Specifically, FIFA is against it. UEFA is against it. A lot of the football associations of the clubs where these countries are domiciled, they are against it. So there is formidable opposition to this proposed European Super League. And I happen to side with that opposition. All right. I think the idea of the European Super League is for the big clubs in Europe to form their own exclusive league. All right. And by that token, there will be no promotion and there will be no relegation. They will be permanent members in that league, all right? And they will shut out every other person who does not belong to that league. And I think, in my opinion, that is, number one, taking out the competitive nature of leagues, because leagues are about promotions and relegations. That's number one. Number two, they are going to black out quite a lot of other clubs who, because of the stature of this big league, this big club sites, they will take the shine off a lot of domestic competitions, off the UEFA Champions League as it is known today, which will put a lot of other countries completely in the black. All right, and then we will now have some super rich clubs. All right. At the expense of a lot of other club sites and a lot of other FAs who will now be poor. And I can't see how that's something that we want to support. I personally will not support such a capitalist venture. All right? You know, because the way most leagues are structured today, take the English League, for instance. Take the Spanish League, for instance. The English Premier League makes most of the money from television rights and all of that. And they make sure that some of that fund trickles down to the other championship, the other leagues, all the way to the conference, all the way to the grassroots, including even the Women's League. All right? The same thing happening in La Liga, where the La Liga division, or Primera Liga, is the one making most of the money. And then they make sure that some of that revenue also trickles down to La Liga too, and other leagues are at the bottom. All right? But if you have this Super League, where these top clubs, mind you, Man City, Barcelona, Real Madrid, all right, where they now take the shine of these other domestic leagues and they take all the money away. What happens to this other structure that I've just mentioned? What happens to all the employees in these other clubs? What happens to their groundsmen? What happens to their cleaners? And so on and so forth. So we have to look beyond a few clubs who are already rich and they want to get richer at the expense of so many other interests in the game. So that's why I said, number one, it's not a fait accompli. Number two, I support those who are against the Super League proposal.
All right. You keep talking about the big teams. Mm. Now, these big teams are like the cream of European football.
I call them the dirty dozen.
And we hear about big sums of money being involved. Mm-hmm. Do you think this is fueled by the greed for money, or you think it's for a better competition?
I've said it already. It's just money. All right? There is no other explanation. All right.
So, some people on the other side will tell you that, hey, forget the football. We are all in, this is business. We are all in it for money. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about money, we hear each club is going to be getting as much as 3.5 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not Nigerian Naira.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not too sure there are too many clubs here who are willing to walk away from such a huge payday.
That's fine. All right. That is fine. But some of us will have to stand against such domination, such capitalist thinking. All right, because that is what capitalism is all about. The rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer. And for those of us in the media, all right, we have a moral obligation to stand by the downtrodden, all right, whether in sports or in politics or in social life, in any sphere of life. Part of the training of a journalist is to always side with the downtrodden, with the poor, with the oppressed, not with the rich, not with the super rich, not with the capitalists, not with the oppressors, not with the exploiters, all right? So that's I'm coming from that standpoint, all right? That by training, by journalists are supposed to be supposed to be siding with the oppressed. And a lot of clubs, a lot of teams are going to be oppressed if these capitalists are able to get away with what they are planning to do. Fine, it's a lot of money, 3.5 billion, as you have said, but they're not going to be sharing that money. They want that money to be within, you know, and amongst themselves only. And as I said, they will be there permanently. Whether they are playing well or not, they will not be relegated. There's no promotion, no relegation. What kind of competition is that? There's no competition anymore. All right? It's just an hunger for more money. So, I personally, I am against this proposal, you know, by this dirty dozen, as I call them.
Okay. Some people think UEFA, for example, is they are armstrong now about how far they can go punishing this club. What do you think is the worst case scenario for these clubs now in terms of punitive measures by both UEFA and FIFA?
Well, I think I read that there's possibility that FIFA will say, look, players who take part in that Super League, they will not be allowed to play for their countries at the World Cup and things like that, you know. So to be honest, I don't know what the strategy will be for the opposition on how to stop, you know, this proposal from coming to light. But I will think that they will be doing their homework. They will be holding their own meetings as well, all right, to ensure that, look, in this global world that we are, just a few clubs should not be able to take, you know, the rest of the football world for a ride.
To be fair to those who are pushing this, the promoters, it's not as if they woke up yesterday and decided we want to have an European Super League. They've been on this for a long time, for years now. I remember this has been on for more than 10 years that they've been talking and talking about it. Do you think UEFA has been calling their bluff by not trying to reach out, meet them on the middle ground, see how you can? Because some of their complaints is, for example, that they are the big teams and are going to far-flung places like Iceland to go and play qualifiers, for example, is not befitting of their status. Do you think UEFA could have done more for them?
Well, maybe they could have done more. And you, as you said, this has been on for quite some while. Okay, so, and I imagine that UEFA in the last couple of years have also been taking some steps to review the rules of that competition. All right, we know about these coefficients, all right, that favors the big teams and the big countries with the big leagues. All right, they are guaranteed 4 places, for instance. Other countries are, you know, they have maybe 1 or 2 maximum. So I think over the years, even UEFA, they realize that yes, okay, those who are bringing the eyeballs, those who are bringing more of the money, they should have some benefits. And I think they've been having that. Maybe they need a little bit more. They can get a little bit more. But then to break away completely is what I do not support.
Well, I find myself on the opposite side of what you support now. And I know
you are one of the capitalists.
And I know there are a whole lot of people who,
because Manchester United is there, maybe they will be sharing the money.
Liverpool are also there.
Eh? Liverpool, no, I don't support them. Even if they want to share the money to the supporters, I will not collect any share.
Well, like you said, this is far from over. This is just the beginning of the struggle. Mm. And finally, if you have a word for FIFA now as the final arbiter, I even see this going as far as arbitration. What do you think FIFA should do now? Because this is, as it is now, this is a purely UEFA affair. What do you think FIFA should do? Step in or stand aside?
No, FIFA should. Can FIFA actually step in like that?
That's why I asked.
You know, so I think they will. Because FIFA does not regulate club football. It is FAs that regulate club football, and even continental football belongs to the confederations. Okay, not FIFA. So FIFA cannot just step in unless FIFA is invited. All right,
and you can assure UEFA will invite them.
So if FIFA is invited, yes. I think FIFA will have to play a role in terms of bringing the two sides together to meet, you know, in the middle. Okay, it will have to be a give and take situation. Okay, give them a little bit more influence, give them a little bit more opportunities to make more money, but then to the other side is telling them, look, just forget about the idea of breaking away completely.
Wow. Thank you very much. Well, listeners, we've come to the end of this episode of the podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening to us. You can join us again next time, but meanwhile, you can listen to previous episodes of the podcast by clicking on nigersuperfans.com/category/podcast. Until we come your way again next time, see you and God bless.